Students in New York's public university systems rallied at the state capitol to end what they say is a built-in flaw in the state's student aid policies. They say it's costing the state and city university systems nearly $150 million a year. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, their requests for more money come at a time when the state's finances are tightening.
The State Tuition Assistance Program, or TAP, offers aid to students with a maximum award of just over $5,000 a year. But it hasn't kept up with rising tuition prices at many SUNY and CUNY schools. Tuition has been growing by as much as $200 a year at some of the larger university campuses in the system. It's now over $6,000. When TAP does not cover the full costs of the higher tuition, the colleges and universities have to pay the difference. That's now costing the state university over $67 million and the city university schools around $74 million. Barbara Bowen is president of the Professional Staff Congress. It represents 25,000 faculty at CUNY. She says it's a flaw that needs to be corrected.
This is a structural deficit that's built into the administration of student aid, TAPS, Tuition Assistance Program, and that deficit just has to be closed. It's not good policy.
Students who spoke at the rally say the so-called TAP gap has led to erosion of class offerings and services at campuses. Smith Varghese, a Queens College student and New York Public Interest Research Group member, says limited course offerings delay graduations, and she says classes are often overbooked.
I literally have to go to class 15 minutes early because my class is overcrowded. You won't get a seat! Enough is enough!
Other students say they face long waits for health care appointments and answers from understaffed and overstressed financial aid offices. Fred Kowal is the president of the United University Professions, the union representing professors and other faculty at SUNY. He says the public university systems have never fully recovered from the cuts endured during the recession of 2008 and 2009.
Without a highly trained workforce, without an educated workforce, the state is going to suffer. And I come from upstate, and the economy in upstate has stagnated. And where the SUNY campuses are, there needs to be money invested in those campuses for the communities to grow.
Kowal, who taught at SUNY Cobleskill before leading the union, says he's in favor of adding new taxes for the state's wealthiest and shifting money from other programs to help fund public colleges and universities. The state faces a $2.6 billion budget gap, though, and the state controller determined that the legislature cannot add more than $190 million to the governor's spending plan.
I'm a proud graduate of Queens College.
Assemblywoman Deborah Glick, who's the Higher Education Committee chair, also spoke at the rally. She says the maximum limit for TAP awards needs to increase to keep pace with the tuition hikes, and she says it needs to be part of the next state budget.
Even if we couldn't do it all in one year, there has to be a commitment from the executive to start to make a difference. We have to close that gap.
The Assembly and Senate will release their spending plans next week. Glick says she's pushing to include a proposal to fix the problem. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.